the exam, I wouldn't say it was difficult. Most people say it's a difficult subject, but once you know your formulas and you practice, then it will be an easy subject for you.
The voice of young Chevelle Level, one of the students who sat this year's Caribbean Secondary Certificate examination in mathematics and aced it. With the Ministry of Education reporting a 12% increase in the number of students who passed CSEC Mathematics this year, Chevelle's story is actually quite common around the country today. This is a far cry from just 3 years ago, when the pass rate was much less satisfactory. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this year's success represents a major return on the investments the ministry has made to help boost student outcomes in mathematics.
Of those who sat this year, 23,351 sat, compared to 22,870 last year, an increase of 481. And you can understand how happy I am to report that mathematics enjoyed the largest increase of passes of 13 percentage points this year, moving from 42% of those who sat to 56%.
Since 2012, the ministry's national mathematics team has made significant progress in its efforts to improve the way the subject is taught, as well as help students overcome their fear of mathematics.
Some of these measures targeted support since 2012 for 96 schools classified as being on the cusp of doing better. There has been a revision of the CSEC mathematics curriculum from grade 7 to 11 to improve the teaching of the subject over a 5-year period, which has proved a good basis for expansion into many of these other schools where we're now seeing better results.
Workshops with math teachers have also played a major role in enhancing the quality of instruction delivered to students.
In addition, math leadership workshops have been held for all principals and heads of math departments in our schools or high schools, conducted by the National College of Educational Leadership. We have held numbers of workshops for teachers targeting weak areas as identified in the CSEC reports and the student profiles. These workshops were hosted by the Ministry of Education and are continuing in collaboration with the Insurance Association of Jamaica.
Further proof that the ministry's efforts are reaping success can be seen in the number of non-traditional schools that reported significant improvements in their mathematics passes. In fact, it was a non-traditional high school, Papine High, which reported this year's highest increase in math passes.
They have improved by 39 percentage points in mathematics. 39 percentage points. Papine High School. Not a school that has been noted for its history and pedigree, but bearing out what we can do if we apply ourselves.
Other non-traditional schools showing significant improvements were Mona High, which reported a 26 percentage point increase in math passes, and Pembroke Hall, which earned a 13% increase. Notwithstanding this year's major improvement in mathematics passes, the Education Ministry is planning to step it up even further.
56% of the full grade 11 cohort sat the examination. This is an improvement over last year, but I wish to make the point once again that this is not good enough, and by 2016 it is the policy of the ministry that all graduating students at grade 11 must sit some form of examination in mathematics, whether it is CSEC or City and Guilds.
The ministry continues to strengthen its machinery to equip the nation's students to tackle all mathematics exams come 2016. Boosting student performance at the secondary level is a major component of the government's strategic objective of fostering sustained human capital development, part of larger plans to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.